one, it's the only, Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. Welcome, my friends. I'm Amelia Dalton. Power supplies. Can't live with them. Can't do a thing without them. Can't pick one out of that dang catalog without a headache. Well, maybe this one's best, but it really doesn't have the voltage range I want. And then again, there's this other one, but the number of rails don't line up. Geez, never mind. I'll work on something else. I know. We've all been there, right? My guest this week is none other than Kapil Shankar from Andapt. He's here to flip the script on power supply design as we know it. Move over pilo discrete components. Andapt's programmable PMICs are coming to get you. Hi, Kapil. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Amelia. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, Kapil. So for my audience who may not know, what is Andapt all about?
So, Amelia, Andapt really stands for Adaptive Analog. And that refers to fundamentally our technology. But we are actually an on-demand power management company, and we make power management solutions for our customers.
So what does your solution, by me as an engineer, that a collection of discrete components does not?
Our solution allows our customers to actually take those discrete components and directly put them onto our device. So that actually gives our customers an integrated solution with multiple discrete components, essentially a PMIC. And now the advantage of that is that the customers can lower their cost, they can lower their board area, and most importantly, they can do this last minute and change their designs as they want to change their designs as the designs evolve. Even more importantly is now that all the rails are together on one or two platforms, they can actually go and manage the power and they can share the telemetry, as it's called, across multiple discrete components or across multiple discrete power rails. Now, doing that allows them to shut down the power rails that they don't need. It actually allows them to do control schemes such as AVS, DVS, which means you can lower the voltages so you can lower the power consumption. So using our devices, they can overall save their power, which actually more than pays for the cost of our device and actually is a bigger saving than all of the discrete components combined also.
So, Kapil, what kind of markets or target applications are you looking at for this solution?
Our platform solutions apply to a broad set of markets. However, we initially have targeted enterprise market, which means telecom, datacom, storage, data center, and wireless application. And that is where our company's focus is, because most of these markets are not high enough volume to get ready-made or custom PMICs. However, they absolutely have a huge need to lower the power consumption. And so these markets will prefer our products right away and use our platforms to build PMICs to lower their power consumption. Now, our products do apply to multiple other markets. And over time, by changing the voltages of our MOSFETs offerings, we will be able to address 60-volt MOSFETs, which will apply for applications such as EVs, drones, industrial, high-voltage industrial markets, and someday even 110-volt AC to DC market. So we can apply ourselves broadly to multiple segments of the market over time as we grow to a bigger company.
So I have heard the words microanalog bantered about when it comes to Andapt. Kapil, can you explain to me exactly what that means?
Actually, microanalog refers to our analog elements that we use as building blocks to make power regulators and power rails. What's unique about our solution is that we take these microanalog elements and wrap them with a digital wrapper and then put them on digital interconnects. So by merely defining the configuration, we define the interconnectivity of these microanalog elements with each other to create different kinds of power rails as required by customer applications. It is unusual because in the past, different vendors have tried to interconnect various analog elements in the analog manner itself, and that simply limits the kinds of solutions you can make. By putting a digital wrapper on the fabric itself, on the digital fabric itself, we are now able to use essentially FPGA-like techniques and define interconnectivity of these microanalog blocks directly in a Verilog file to create multiple different kinds of power rails. And that is really what it means.
So you guys have a really cool tool suite. Can you quickly walk me through on how I would use it?
We actually have a web application. So using a browser such as Chrome or Safari, our customers can go and invoke our tool. Once you get our tool, you can select a platform that is required by the customer. And then using that selected platform, you get a library of various power components. The customer simply then selects what power components they want and drags and drops those power components onto the platform. And once that process is complete and they've got all the power rails that they want, we simply compile on the cloud itself, on this cloud tool, and then you get a bitstream which once is downloaded onto the platform, personalizes the platform into a PMIC based on their application. And that's how they get a PMIC on demand.
Excellent. All right, Koppel, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I know you like to ride your bike outside of work. So where has been your most fun bike ride that you've taken in your whole life?
Best bike ride I ever did, I remember, was the Redwood Gulch. It's in Saratoga, and it's one of the steepest bike rides and hard to do. And I remember that till today, and as I get older, I cannot do that anymore. And that was the funnest ride that I did that I can remember.
That does sound nice. Well, Koppel, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Amelia, thank you very much for inviting me for this discussion. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
As we have all wanted a programmable power supply to get our voltages exactly right for once, we have all also wanted a little embedded vision for our next maker project, right? In this week's Kickstarter Corner, we've got just the solution for your machine vision making needs. Let me introduce you to Jevois, open source quad-core smart vision camera. Yes. This little itty-bitty vision-enhanced camera, which is about the size of a quarter, is packing a seriously powerful punch. It's got a quad-core ARM V7 processor, camera sensor, a micro USB interface, cooling fan, yes, dual-color LED, and micro SD card slot. So, the software needed for this bad boy, well, that there, my friends, is the special sauce. Some of the Jevois systems include a micro SD card, which has been preloaded with the full operating system and vision software you'll need. They say it's completely hacker-friendly and unbreakable. Contained on that software is a full Linux operating system that boots in about 5 seconds, custom kernel modules for camera and USB, full cross-compiler suite so you can compile all of the software on your desktop, proprietary Jevois C++ 17 video capture, processing, and streaming framework, full Linux, so you can download pre-programmed machine vision modules or build your own. And even further, in the software libraries is a whole slew of super cool stuff. Neuromorphic algorithms for vision attention and scene understanding. Tiny DNN library for deep convolutional neural networks, and even a ZBar library for barcode and QR code detection and decoding. Not really sure why that is. Maybe you want to build a robot to, I don't know. Okay, so with this system, you're probably going to want a host computer, but the Jevois will work with Arduino, Raspberry Pi, your standard desktop, because with this system, everything is cross-compiled on a host computer. Right now, only Linux is supported for compiling Jevois software, and Jevois software is written in C++ 17, like I said earlier, with a few low-level algorithms in optimized C. And of course, bottom line, Jevois is an open source project, so anyone can contribute to their machine vision algorithms. All right, so backing this Kickstarter campaign, you can get a bare bones kit for $49, plus a little shipping charge. And that will get you the Jevois A33 quad-core smart camera and micro serial connector with 15-centimeter pigtail leads. Love that. So only $10 more, you can get that 8-gigabyte high-speed micro SD card with preloaded Jevois software and a 6-foot high-quality mini USB-Y cable. There are also several other levels of campaign support that you can pledge that will get you 2, 3, 10, or even 25 sets of these modules, with or without the software. Does this sound like a kit you'd like to add to your lab bench? If so, I'd say jump on this run rather quickly. The Jevois Kickstarter campaign is scheduled to end in about 10 days, and it looks like they're going to double their initial campaign fundraising goal. Way to go, guys. If you want to back the Jevois Kickstarter campaign, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. And heck, my friends, an EE countryman, if you get one of these cool camera modules and make something with it, let me know. I would love to interview you for Fish Fry, or we can always keep our conversations off the record, if need be. Have you heard about the Amazon store that doesn't have any checkers? Not the game, but, you know, the people. Or heck, even those do-it-yourself checkout machines. Yeah, you just grab what you want off the store shelves and walk right out the building. How in the heck can they do that? Intelligent lighting, that's how. Well, and some other stuff, sensors and the like. But if you're in the market for some smart lighting, or heck, if you're just curious about all this business like I am, I would strongly encourage you to check out our most recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Avnet LED Solutions, Smart Lighting, Intelligent Lighting, and the Puzzle. In this episode, I sit down with Peter Bolin and Bob Householder of Avnet and chat all about the fascinating and exciting engineering innovations following in the wake of LED technology. You can check out this episode by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com, by checking out the on-demand section of eejournal.com, or even you could head on over to YouTube with the keyword eejournal. That'll take you right there. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, yes, you can connect with us on LinkedIn as well. Hey, and we also have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, which includes our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, even if your company makes it, that's totally fine. Any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of January 13th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.